Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, it's Friday, May 10th, 2019. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have high pressure across our area that's going to hold through the weekend. It's going to bring us persistent northerly winds across our coastal waters. Today we have north winds in the forecast 5 to 10 knots, gusting as high as 15. Wind waves from the north 2 feet at about 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet at 12 seconds. And when I say at 12 seconds, I mean that if you were sitting in a boat out there, every 12 seconds, a 4-foot swell would come by your boat, and you'd feel the boat go up and down or be affected by that in some way. So the interval between the waves is important because it lets mariners know how choppy it's going to be out there. A period of 5 seconds is a lot more choppy and turbulent than a period of 12 seconds. And also, surfers are interested in the interval between waves as well. So a lot of information for people who are in the know is contained in those marine weather forecasts. And conditions this morning, as of about an hour ago from a data buoy off the mouth of the Columbia River, about 20 miles offshore in the Pacific Ocean, north winds were about 6 knots. Swells from the northwest were about 5 feet at 7 seconds apart. And the air temperature at that point was 56 degrees and the water temperature 54. So the water and the air temperature are still just very close. Some days in the past couple of weeks, they've been the same, but still cold, still hypothermia weather, especially in terms of the water temperature. It is 65 degrees on land here at the Tillicum House on the hill in Astoria. Today, what I'm going to be talking with you about is kind of a conversation that I had with a fisherman's wife yesterday when I went into a restaurant and had some lunch, about how different it can be on land here and on the river in Astoria compared to how it is out in the ocean where people are working on fishing boats. So I thought it would be interesting to just talk a little bit about just how different those things can be, what you can expect when you step off the land onto a boat and head out into our waters. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at those vessels that are coming and going today. We have 5 inbounders, we have 7 in the Astoria anchorage, and we have 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. First arrival in the river is the Bernina. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. Eventually, she'll head upriver to pick up wheat. She'll arrive in our anchorage probably around 8:30 this morning. The Alam Mutiara is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's also a wheat ship, and she'll pass Astoria, or sort of glide to a stop off the waters of Astoria, actually at about 11:30 today in the morning. The Triton Swan is arriving from the Arab Emirates. She is could be carrying fertilizer, the ingredients for fertilizer, maybe something like urea, which is used as an ingredient in fertilizer. She could pass Astoria around 11:30 this morning. That would put her in Portland, where Simplot is, by about maybe 5:30. The Global Ambition is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there by about 3:30. And the Makoa is arriving from Brazil. She's headed for the Longview port of Longview to pick up logs, and she'll pass Astoria around 8:30 p.m., headed upriver. Take her about 3.5 hours to get there once she passes Astoria. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Louisiana Mama. That's a great name. She's headed for Portland to pick up wheat at about 7 p.m. or so. The Scythia Graeca is headed up to Longview today. That's actually very early tomorrow morning. Around midnight, she will leave the Rice Island anchorage, which is on the north side of the channel, just a little bit upriver from Astoria. And she'll probably get there about 5 a.m. Somebody pointed out something really interesting to me in email, and I just glanced at it. I'll have to look at it more closely, and we can talk about this next week on the ship report. But pointed out to me that when I say that those ships that are at the Rice Island anchorage are on the Washington side of the river, actually the boundary for Oregon is still north of the channel there. So it'd be interesting. We'll talk next week about where exactly is the dividing line between Oregon and Washington when it's in the water. So very interesting point that listener made. The Daria Shand is awaiting orders. She's a wheat ship. This is in the Astoria anchorage. The Proteus is also awaiting orders off Astoria, as is the Agia Skepi. Those are all wheat ships. Eventually, they'll be going up to pick up wheat upriver. The First Sky is going to be is also awaiting orders, but she's going upriver eventually to pick up potash from the Astoria anchorage. And in the Rice Island anchorage, the BLC First is another wheat ship that is awaiting orders. And our outbounders, the Boga Inda, is leaving Portland with wheat on board. You hear that word wheat a lot in when talking about cargo here. We are a big wheat, huge wheat portal for international wheat exports from the U.S. And she'll be leaving probably heading out around, or did really early this morning, so she could have already passed Astoria outbound. The articulated tug and barge, the Sound Reliance, is a Crowley-owned, domestic-flagged vessel, a U.S. vessel. She's heading out, articulated tug and barge rig. She's headed out of Portland, probably left about 4 a.m., so she could pass Astoria outbound maybe any minute now, around 10 a.m. The Nord Biscay is headed out this evening with potash on board out of the Port of Portland around 11 o'clock, so maybe 5 a.m. if you're up early, you might see her running lights going by. Let's talk about differences between being on land, being on the river, and in the ocean in our area. So I left work around in the early afternoon yesterday, and I was hungry, so I stopped by. I think it's the South Bay Wild restaurant that's run by fishermen and their families. And there was a gal behind the counter. We just started chatting about the weather. And she said, you know, my husband is on a fishing boat off out in the ocean. Even though it's really gorgeous here, it's really rough out there. And it made me think about how different things can be. So we look out on the river. Right now it looks pretty calm. Looks pretty nice. It looks pretty maybe balmy and placid. Well, the river here is never placid, even when it looks that way. But offshore, it's actually kind of choppy and difficult for the mariners out there. So a little bit about what you can expect. So if you go down to you on land, it's warmer in general. There's less wind. If you walk around Astoria, the buildings block the wind quite a bit. You may notice if you're a pedestrian, you can feel the wind blowing hard in some places where there's a kind of a corridor for the wind to get in and other places. Well, trees, land, things on land block the wind. So if you go right down to the waterfront in Astoria and stand on one of the walkways there that lets you go out by the river, you may notice that the wind is you can feel the wind more. So if you get out on a boat in the river, and if you have an opportunity to do that, I would say that you definitely should. You'll notice that in general, unless it's a very, very hot, calm day, which doesn't happen that often, the temperature will drop because of the wind chill, because you're out there in this open area and there's a lot of wind blowing, and you'll feel colder and need to put a coat on. So usually you'll feel the wind more out on the river. Current, tides, and wind direction are always an issue. Anybody who goes out on our river here without checking the weather and the tides is, well, in my humble opinion, is kind of crazy, because those are such big factors in what can happen to you out there. Now, if the wind and the waves are coming from opposite directions, it can cause chop out there. So if you see just out of the blue, which white caps start happening out there, look at what the tide is doing. And if the tide and the wind are going against each other, you're going to see chop out there. But even if it's calm, here, if you can go that 17 miles out toward the ocean, and in the ocean, things could be very turbulent out there, even when they're calm here on the river. There's constant swell out there. There's more wind than on the river and on land most of the time. Current out there in the river, in the ocean, will tend to carry you northward, but the swells will tend to push you toward the beach. So for people who are in that yacht race, they're sailing against a north wind. They're going to have to tack and zigzag their way up the coast. And they also have to keep in mind that the swells are pushing them toward the beach, so they have to be mindful of their position. And as one captain told me once, the weather is always worse offshore than the weather report says. So think some good thoughts for our fishermen and women out there. Even though the sun is shining, it could be pretty rough out there for them as they're trying to do their work. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.